Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, I'm not ready, Corey Majors.
I'll let you know when I'm ready.
And of course, I told you, the famous Alec Medford. At least Alec, how you doing today, man? Welcome to the program.
Doing wonderful. It's hump day around these parts. I know some people call it that. So it's great. It's great. I'm excited.
Do you think, going off the assumption, and then I promise...
I still haven't put my headphones on, so I still have no clue what Alex said there.
Okay.
But I'll be...
Oh, that
be,
means I can
guys,
talk as much
in just
mess
a minute,
as
I
want.
All right, so you might be able to figure this out via context clues now. We'll get to sports in just 1 second. Going off the assumption that people hump the most on the weekend...
What?
Do you think the designation of Wednesday as hump day has moved the percentage of sex up on weekdays to Wednesday? Like, let's say Monday through Thursday are the less likely to hook up days. Do you think Wednesday has now taken the lead because it was given the moniker of hump day?
Guys, I am ready now. I have
you heard me. I'm right next to you.
On, can you repeat the question?
Nope.
All right. So I think hump day is, it's really because it's the middle of the week. So that's the idea, right?
Sure.
So it has never necessarily meant sex day. It's never said sex day. Nobody's ever said that.
You know how society
that's
works.
But I don't think so. I think weekends are just easier. Friday night, maybe you get tired.
No. I am conceding that.
So you're saying over like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
So Monday through Thursday has what I concede your point about the weekend.
Monday night football, that supersedes anything. Mm-hmm. Thursday night football, that supersedes. And she's probably going to bed early because of that. So yes. So yeah, Kevin, technically only Tuesday is the day that Wednesday has to compete with. So I think that Wednesday is the best version of
what
it.
What about in the off season?
No days off.
Okay.
Is that
it's good to know.
Okay.
All right. So you would go along with the conceit that
I'm sending a text right now.
All right. Alec.
Oh.
What do you, I'm sorry, I have no one to text. Well, actually, I'm gonna revise that.
Dude, Alec has everyone to text.
You have no one to text that you probably want to text right now. Let's go.
That's
with
a bad
that.
Point.
That's what I'm gonna go with right now. Yeah, all right.
That's accurate.
So do you think that Wednesday has seen an uptick over the years, decades, I don't know how long we've been calling it that, because we call it hump day?
I would say yes, but not as much as you would think. I think it would be the corniest of the absolute corny people that are like, yeah, this feels right.
Okay.
No, I think it's dumb. Don't
a lot
do
of
it.
Judgment right there, Alec. Yeah. I did not expect
I think
that.
We should take advantage of it and market it better.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Like Cooper really, Flag.
Yeah, we should really get to know what hump day means. Know all the things about it.
Out. I'm not looking to learn the history of this or anything.
See, that's the problem, Kevin. We don't know enough about the products we have in life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating in that conversation. From the 972, I didn't really consider this. Wednesday is church day. And to be fair, I am recording the Jesus podcast after this. So
Is that what it's called?
No. How's
anybody going to find the podcast if you just keep calling it that and that's not the name?
Okay.
They're going to be going searching the Jesus podcast. And they're like, hold on.
That's a good point. That's what I call it, but I'm not officially discussing it.
Do you want this podcast to go up or not?
Okay. The podcast is called I Met Jesus, and I'm a part of it. All right. If you want to listen, it's not called the Jesus podcast, but if you want to put that in the comments, I think that would be fine. All right. Now, man, lots of people want to talk about this. All right, I'm going to read just a couple more. Fact or fiction, having relations even 24 hours prior to a sporting event depletes your performance. As a fan, I wouldn't think so.
Having what? That was a very fast way you said that.
Relations.
That kills the performance? Have you ever seen Tombstone?
Yes.
You remember that the bad cowboy that wore the red sash that he went in there and he hooked up and maybe there was some opium involved and then he walked out and he just started shooting at everything and then he died?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would say that affected his performance, Kevin.
Okay.
And that's actually, we were watching that scene in baseball one day and that's when our coach looked at us and said, and that's why you never do it on game day. That's what my coach in high school literally told me. I had not even done that yet.
Because you weren't married.
Because I wasn't married, and exactly.
From the 3-2-1. My wife. Are you going to talk about Hump Day on your Jesus podcast? You know what? I think people from the church, I know people from the church listen to this show, so
dude,
I should have.
The other day, I saw a video of Dua Lipa. I think we can all agree.
And the baby?
She's fantastic. And she was on with Stephen Colbert, and she asked him about faith and comedy and how those two have crossed paths. And he opened up, I know he's getting canceled, but he said,
literally,
he said, I really hope God has a sense of humor. Because I have all these other feelings, but I also am good and talented at this. So I hope he has a sense of humor.
Look, I think we all kind of hope that, like,
well, big hope.
If you believe that God is a reflection of, like, your personality, and he's like, no, I get you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I saw those commercials, Jesus. He gets us. All right, now to the football. I'm tired of you D-ing around, Alec, trying to throw us off course. What?
Turning my hat around, y'all.
All right, that means it's time for serious sports talk. All right, do you believe these Cowboys' performances against the Jets can actually carry through the season? So I have a variety of specifics for you. Here we go. Cowboys. They had just 5 sacks combined in the first 4 games, but they had 5 just against the Jets.
Okay.
Do you believe, and it doesn't have to be 5 sacks per game, but do you believe you will see a more destructive pass rush going forward?
So you're saying, do I believe we'll see more sacks?
Yes.
And pressure?
Yes.
Like, because that's something that...
For sure.
Pressure definitely does affect quarterbacks. Obviously, sacks in place. Like, that's when you're having the discussion, people are like, no, pressure's more important. A sack ends a play right there.
No, you're right.
You want pressure the entire game. You absolutely want pressure the entire game. You want sacks. So those two things do, yes, I think disruptive, destructive, whatever word you want to use there. I do think, Kevin, that Eberflus has a better idea of his talent. He didn't know Kenny Clark, he didn't know how Kenny Clark was going to fit into this thing, really, because he had never had the dude practice with him.
Right.
Until they started practicing. There were a lot of the defensive ends he was still trying to get to know. He knows a little more about James Houston now than he did before, Kevin. So I think that... I think that Eberflus, this is a hope more than anything else, but I think that he is learning about his team and starting to become more aggressive because he feels he can be more aggressive because he knows what they can actually do.
Alec, do you believe that this pass rush will look significantly closer to the Jets in terms of competing against the Jets than it did in the first 4 games of the season?
I think it can. I think it's going to be a work in progress. It's kind of going to be week to week, you know, based on the matchups that they have. I'm not saying that they're going to just look great against bad teams all the time, but I do think there are things that will carry over. I do think there are concepts that they might realize, hey, this actually works more times than not compared to this scheme, compared to this stunt. I felt like when they showed pressure and actually ran with it, it looked good. So if they do want to blitz a little bit more, I wouldn't mind that. If they do want to drop back and play man and allow people to rush freely,
yeah,
wouldn't be mad at that.
Right.
And I know that's been the knock on Eberflus's defense is too much zone, but I do think that if you free up some bodies, especially some of those linebackers like Shamar James, I know, like Corey, you mentioned yesterday, probably won't see that get uncorked too early, but if you want to experiment on late down situations early in the game and see if you like it, I wouldn't be mad at it. I think all those things can lead to success, yes.
From the 972, I got to see it more than 1 week before I believe it. I think we all agree with you.
Totally.
I will also add this, Kevin. I have felt every week as Raku's gotten better.
I would agree with that.
And he looked as comfortable this week, I felt, as he has all season.
Okay.
And so that's just another thing that I think adds to the litany of players they have to send at quarterback.
Well, you know what then? I am going to pivot off of Ezra Raku because I agree with that. Do you believe in the approving play of Maris Liefau? Because Maris Liefau is another person that I think has moved forward on a game-by-game basis. He forced the fumble that I believe is Sam Williams who picked it up when it was still just 10-3. He also, and I feel like this is an underrated play from that game, he put the pressure on Justin Fields when I thought Justin Fields was going to run on 4th-and-1. I know he ended up throwing it and that pass got broken up as good pass defense right there, but I thought Fields was going to keep it, and I thought he was going to get that first down if it wasn't for Liefau in his face.
That kind of goes to Shamar James there a little bit. I think Liefau is going to get those first before we see more of that from James. The Liefau, Kevin, did he learn from the big mistake?
I mean, you hope so, right?
I think he's still what I don't want to happen is that player be timid because of that. He plays with a certain style that you actually need a guy like that on your team. You just need to have one of those guys,
yeah,
that's just doing that. Now, the addition of being able to tackle well, like that, didn't they look like they worked on, aside from Breece Hall, they looked like they worked on tackling better and they were better at it.
I feel like they really have been listening to these Stephen Jones interviews about the balance between just punching the ball out. Maybe not Leah Fowler.
I actually talked about that with a lot of Tolos, yeah, at the Bearded Monkey on Sunday. And by the way, I'll be at the Bearded Monkey in Levon on Sunday as well.
Hey.
And we also have Lawless coming up on the show today at 1:30. So FC Dallas watch party at the Derbyshire on Saturday.
His birthday's on Christmas.
But I think we're seeing a growth from him, but I don't want that part of that thing to go away from him because he made that one mistake. Hopefully that was a one learning mistake and sure, we get to see an acceleration of whatever else he has.
All right. I know Steven talked about the return of a lot of their players in perhaps the next 2 weeks, but the offensive line of Thomas, Adeniji, Hoffman, Bass, and Steele, do you believe in that combination? And that's the whole reason. I see people who are like, hey, it's just one. I need to see more. Totally understand. But that's why I wanted to gauge y'all on this and see, like, do you think it's real or not?
Well, Bass and Hoffman, we have to believe are real for a while.
Yeah.
Adeniji, we could probably move on this week, but say thank you very much for your one game. Thomas is interesting.
You think he's right now he better than Guyton, do you not?
Or Steele.
Okay.
He should be one of your tackles.
Yeah.
Whichever one they want to give the reps to. I think they're more likely going to give reps to Guyton if they were to make a decision on that. But I would be more than happy to see Thomas continue to get out there and do his job because I've liked it. It's human nature to have success and then back off.
Okay, yeah.
It takes another force of human nature to drive you a lot of times to keep going for more. So I think that we will continue to see it. But I think it's going to be because of Clayton Adams and Connor Riley driving these guys to say, whatever y'all did was great, but that was last week. This is this week. We have to do better now. So, yes, I do think they can.
Alec, belief in that specific combination of offensive linemen, though to Corey's point, that will probably look different sooner rather than later.
I'd say the belief is there for me, and I think it does go to the coaching. I think that what they've learned, I think what they've instilled, and I do think the consistency in the product of the game and the offense that this coaching staff has really instilled, it feels like everybody knows the job is the same no matter who's playing the position. Everything looked similar, and credit to Schottenheimer and credit to everybody involved in the game planning and the installation going into that week. They knew they were going to be thin, but it looked like they ran all the same concepts.
Yeah.
So if you tell those guys, hey, we don't care if you're not, you know, the highest paid guard in the league, we're still going to run our same schemes and our same looks. If you can give them that confidence that nothing changes, we just expect you to do the job. You know, I think that does a lot. I think that does a lot for the team.
All right. One more for you. Is it sustainable that Dallas is not turning the ball over? And I'm not saying like they won't have a single turnover in the next 12 games, but Dallas is +2 in the turnover margin in the last two games. Two turnovers forced, none given up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the first three games, they were a -5, although that Chicago game at -4 makes that look a lot worse. But this feels like a team that is going to need to win the turnover battle because of some of their defensive deficiencies. Do you believe they can do that for the rest of the season?
I don't know. I have concerns about them forcing turnovers.
I mean, sure.
I think because I don't think Javonte Williams is a frequent turnoverer. Based on, I went and looked at his numbers. And Miles Sanders, I have a lot of questions about. Jaden Blue, I still have questions about. So those are two X factors. But Javonte Williams getting the lion's share of the carries anyway. Dak is playing as long as he doesn't have to panic.
Yeah.
I think that Dak's in a really good place. I think they can continue to win the turnover battle. But I actually think it's going to be flat most times.
Okay.
This is that kind of team where until their defense proves that they're like right. the machine, then I can't believe it yet.
Alec, how do you feel about the turnover battle going forward?
I think if your secondary stays healthy, then you could see that improve. I think you can see the margin look better. I think if Trayvon Diggs finds his rhythm again and his timing, Deron Bland, if he simply just stays on the field, he's going to get one every now and then.
Felt like Diggs almost had a pick six in that last game, and then obviously the game before he had the negated interception.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson saved them from making that score look even uglier because Diggs was literally standing there like a wide receiver in the flat, just like, give me the ball, because it was going straight
yes.
to him.
Agreed. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's expand it out with a little NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Motion. Jets flinched.
Free play.
There's the flag. Here's a deep pass down the right side. Oh, Flamoy at the 25. A great move inside the defender and down to the 15.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality. I'm going to start with Alec because who knows when Corey may or may not be ready.
I'm ready all the time.
Okay.
I've never not been ready.
Huh. Shall I roll the tape?
Oh, man.
You'll just have to trust me on this.
All right. Mm-hmm. I want to pick up on a conversation that we had yesterday because I've really been thinking a lot about this conversation. And I want to kick it to just y'all. NFL overreaction or reality? Because I got to say my piece about it yesterday. Dak Prescott is a legitimate NFL MVP contender.
1,000%. So you didn't want the Tolos to chime in?
No, I want the Tolos.
You said just y'all.
No, I meant not me.
Sorry,
I want the Tolos to chime in as well. 877.
Next question's for y'all.
Shut up. 881-1053. Frankel, Andrew, attorney, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube.
Name another one. You can email Kevin at kevin.hagelin.
Odyssey.com.
By the way, we will be at Tolbert Garage tomorrow, Kevin. I'm so excited.
Hell yeah. That's the second time I've been there in 6 days.
Busy
five
week.
Days.
We got Tolbert on six Thursday, days. Taco Bueno on Friday, Derbyshire on Saturday.
Bearded Monkey.
Bearded Monkey on Sunday. We're a busy bunch, Ooh. And I love it.
So you have no excuse not to see us.
The statistics are going to be there for Dak. Whether or not, because nobody gave Joe Burrow any credit for how bad his defense was last year.
Which, looking back on it, we definitely should have, right?
So it really does depend on how far he separates himself. But the thing right now is, like, Daniel Jones could win Comeback Player of the Year this year and MVP for having stunk so Whoa. Bad before.
Nope, they're cracking down on that, Corey.
But Daniel Jones actually could legitimately be a dark horse candidate because of their record. Baker Mayfield is the center. He is the MVP of his team. He is the most important piece to his team. Dak has a very good run game, and he has some other things that are help. But he is the centerpiece for this Cowboys group as well. Their pass attempts are up. The yards are up. His percentages are high.
Absolutely.
And so yes, I think he's a legitimate. Whether or not you like him.
Sure.
You cannot deny that right now his numbers put him in the top five for MVP voting.
And then, Alec, I want to go to you, but from the 2-4, from the 806, you're not helping. I refuse to answer that Dak is indeed an MVP candidate because Kevin didn't ask us to.
Thank you.
From the 2-4, is MVP in the NFL just the best quarterback award? And even the
best quarterback on the best team.
Exactly. And that I think you even need to add that qualifier to it. All right, Alec. What say you? Is Dak a true MVP candidate?
It's a reality. I go back to when we had Bob Nightingale on the show. I know it's a different sport, but he broke that down, I think, in the right way. And I wish every voter would think that way, where he was like, it's the most valuable player.
Hence his Raleigh vote. Yeah.
Exactly. And he was like, look at the Mariners without him. They would stink.
Yeah.
You know, so think about that. There's some really good teams out there that, yes, losing your franchise quarterback, you're going to lose a few extra games, but there are some teams that are more equipped to weather that storm. If the Cowboys lost Dak right now, then all expectations are off the board. You can't expect anything.
Okay. So I want to make this very clear, and I hope people understand when I say this. I agree with the logic both of you guys are using. That is I do not think that is the logic that MVP voters use.
Then you asked the wrong question. I'm sorry to argue with you on this. Because you asked if he was
reality.
You asked if he was a contender.
Yeah.
He's absolutely a top five candidate.
See,
contender.
I don't think
now whether
he
or not
is.
He can win is a different. You don't think he's a top five? Joe Burrow wasn't even in the top five last year.
I would need to go back and check that, but I'm honestly not sure the answer to that question.
I don't think that there's any way that he's not in the conversation, even if that's the case.
Okay, so can I give you?
But I will concede if they finish 6-11, he can't win no matter how good his numbers are.
Yeah. So
even if they finish, honestly, Kevin, if they finish 8-8-1, I don't think he wins.
Here are the MVP betting odds just in terms of order right now. Okay. Josh Allen is 1. Mahomes is 2. Mayfield 3. Stafford or Love kind of 4 and 5. It depends on where
Mahomes
you go.
Mahomes does not belong there.
Goff is 6. And then Dak is 7. So I'm really conflicted on this question because I think he should. So you might be right. I might have asked the wrong question. I think he should be, but I don't think he is. And that is not my reflection on the way he's playing. That's my reflection on the way they give out this award, which I think is fundamentally flawed.
I agree and disagree at the same time.
Oh,
and Kevin, I'd never disagreed with you on the fundamental flaw before. Yeah. It was when Steven really made an impact on me whenever he said what he said the other day.
Sure.
And how he think, and he's, you know, on the competition committee. So now it makes me think that more people on that competition committee, more people in that group. Now, they don't control it.
Yeah.
They don't control it. Sure. But they think, sure, hey, look, you should be a winner if you're also going to be the MVP.
And somebody said if they win 10 games and make the playoffs, he's the MVP. And so then that comes down to, do you believe the Cowboys can go 8-4 the rest of the way? And like, I kind of wonder. I would have thought 11-5 and
a lot of things can happen. You know, a lot. Of, no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm not wishing this. Josh Allen gets hurt.
I hear you.
Buffalo the same team.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of things could happen. I don't believe at the moment that I think they will.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality? Aaron Glenn won't last the season as the Jets head coach.
But I also reserve the right to change my mind when given new information road, Kevin.
Nothing wrong with that. And look, hey, how different is this conversation if they really did go undefeated in October? And then they're 5-2-1. Then I think that completely changes the conversation.
Aaron Glenn what?
Aaron Glenn will not finish the season as the Jets head coach.
Oh, I think that's overreaction. I think first year guys get a lot more time. Now, Frank Reich didn't because he stunk.
The Jets just did something that never happened in the history of the NFL in a bad way.
I think Aaron Glenn needs some time.
I don't disagree with
that. I like Aaron Glenn a lot. I know what he wants to do. I know what he wants to accomplish. Right now, Schottenheimer maybe has a head start because he was already with the organization. You know, like he already kind of had an idea of what needed to be fixed. Aaron Glenn still has to figure that out. That being said, it's the Jets. Who knows? You know, the Jets are weird.
Man,
and there's a reason they've been the way they have been for so long.
Bonus question, Alec. Will they learn their lesson from Robert Saleh when they realize the hard way that, well, it wasn't the head coach's fault?
Ooh. I think it's overreaction to both.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to learn their lesson because I think that franchise is just dumb. But I'm with Corey. He needs more time, but at the same time, I think he and everybody else knew that he was taking a pretty bad job because you didn't know what the quarterback situation was going to look like at first, and it's not great, if we're being honest. Justin Fields on a 2-year deal, which essentially is just a, hey, show us that you can be comp.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a year or two before we try to really figure out our quarterback situation. There's a lot of personnel issues with that team outside of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. So I think he needs a couple of years to figure it out.
Will he get it?
I think he will.
Okay.
I think he will.
NFL overreaction or reality, much like the Packers in the NFC, we were far too quick to crown the Chargers as the leaders of the AFC.
Yeah. But we were going based off of what we'd seen 3 games into the season. We were like, oh, man, this is looking really good. Now, that's helped me one time. I bet on the Rams to win the Super Bowl 3 games into the season, and they won. So, but, I mean, again,
that is the risk reward right there.
But I do think, Kevin, whenever we were discussing it, we were asking the question. Now, you say we, you're talking about the whole media, the royal we. I think on this show, we were asking, is this real?
Sure.
Like, is this Justin Herbert? Like, and obviously, maybe if the injuries across that offensive line weren't what they were. Now, I say that and people are, what about the Cowboys? Did you see what they just did with the backup offensive line? You're like, what are you? Get serious. Joe Alt is very, anyway.
Joe Alt's phenomenal. So,
and Rashawn Slater, too. I know those injuries, that injury happened earlier, but that's a big factor. The injuries on that team are a big factor in what's failing them right now. I hope the best for Justin Herbert, but I won't be able to believe it until I truly see it. And I'll always ask questions, even if I do think that they look like contenders.
Sure. Alec, what say you?
It's a reality for me because the Broncos are starting to look like what I thought they were going to look like. And on top of the injuries that Corey mentioned for the Chargers, it's going to be hard for them to maintain that level of consistency because I still don't think they're talented enough on offense outside of the offensive line. I don't think they're talented enough to make up for those injuries and, you know, get those quick pass plays and extend the run game. I don't think they're talented enough on offense yet for that to happen. I think they have the right guy at quarterback to make that happen, but everything else around him, is it quite enough to make up for the offensive line?
I'm going to fire right back to you for this next question then. Overreaction or reality, now that I see the direction you might be going, the 2025 Denver Broncos can really be something.
Reality, they can. They were struggling at first, which second-year quarterback, it's expected. You got to get your rhythm going and everything, but they've looked better. They're starting to get more consistent to what I thought they were going to be and what they looked like last year, if we're being totally honest. Bo Nix is showing that late in games, he can control the line of scrimmage and he can make plays happen off schedule and as planned. Everything looks great, and that defense is one of the best in the league. So even if the numbers might not be as flashy as I thought they would be early in the season, I still think it's one of the better defenses in football. So yes, they can be.
Corey, overreaction or reality, the 2025 Denver Broncos can really be something.
Overreaction.
Oh!
I like the Broncos a lot, Alex.
That is just not what I thought he was going to say.
Just as much as you do.
Doesn't sound like it.
I put them in the same category as I put the Bucks right now, though.
Okay.
And that is they play a lot of close games, and they haven't really blown anybody out yet. And whenever I see them do that, then I'll start thinking a little differently about them. I think they have the ability to win these close games. And by the end of the season, maybe that can change and stretch itself out. But I think that playing with that close of a margin, you're always in a weird place. The defense does allow you to be more aggressive offensively. It does allow you to trust that your defense is going to make the play and keep the scores close in games. But really be something means I think they're going to be in the AFC championship game, and I just don't believe that yet.
All right, I have a potentially mean-spirited one to finish this out today. Overreaction or reality, Keenan Allen is most certainly not a Hall of Famer. So he reached 1,000 career receptions faster than any player in league history. Marvin Harrison was the previous fastest to do it in 167 games. Keenan Allen did it at 159 games. Keenan Allen has also never, not once, been named All-Pro. So overreaction or reality, Keenan Allen is most certainly not a Hall of Famer.
I'm sorry. I have APCPOY. What is that?
Comeback Player of the Year.
Comeback Player of the Year. He was Rookie of the Year second. He's got some really good numbers. He's got some really good numbers.
Have you ever thought of him as in the best of the best group?
I've always thought of him as like second, third best in any given year. He's one of those guys that you're just like,
Or third best in the league?
In any given year, yes.
I mean, that can be a Hall of Famer then.
But not every given year.
Yeah.
So maybe like the 2017 year when he was Comeback Player of the Year. He had 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns. Again, that's not huge touchdown numbers.
Yeah,
he's never had double-digit touchdown numbers.
I'm not saying he's not good.
He's the guy that you're like, man, I wish I could have a guy like that on my team.
Sure.
And then you have him and you're like, can I get a better number one?
Right.
But he's like the best 1B you could find.
Yeah.
And he's played with some very interesting quarterbacks in his time too. So I like him. I like him a lot. I think you might be right. I think that's reality.
Alec?
You say most certainly, though, and that's where I have a hard time.
I just refuse, especially for modern players. I don't think you're even in the conversation if you've never been an All-Pro.
And then you look at Mike Evans' numbers, and you're like, how can people even question it?
Yes.
Because of what he's done so consistently through his career.
Reality, people are going to crush him for not having the accolades, like All-Pro or a ring to go with it. And I think the Hall of Very Good can open up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is very, very good, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Dude, can we throw out, though, it's the Chargers? A, they don't have fans, except for this one guy that texts in all the time. And
that's a hardcore Chargers fan?
They don't even have their own stadium, you know? They're like the Jets of the West Coast.
Does that mean the Rams don't have their own stadium, or do you think
that's
that,
the Rams stadium? That's the Giants stadium and the Rams stadium.
Yeah. And they just get to co-lease it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're there as
fascinating. Yeah. Man, I hope you get to be on Los Angeles sports radio. It's like, hey, this is 107 The Buzz Charger Station. Like, I know I didn't even put a dot whatever. I would love to hear that argument. We're the KNC the Masterpiece Buzz right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. The Empire Strikes Back.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's fair, it's his moment. It is. It's tied. Judge has arrived.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And holy moly, Aaron Judge has been the man in this postseason. Now, I know the last game certainly helped, but out of the six postseason games he's played, he has gotten two hits in five of them per game. So he's hitting.
I was like, that's actually not good.
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's not good. No, he has a .500 batting average with a slug of .727 and an OPS of .1304. And last night, the home run, I certainly concede it helped. But even before that, he had an OPS of 1.024.
Oh, it helped the Yankees.
So it did. The Yankees were losing this game 6-1. And the headline was going to be, go ahead, Alec, give me cut number three, because the headline for this was going to be Vladdy is the Yankees' daddy. But then they lost.
On this 2-0, he swings and it's a fly ball to deep center field. Grisham's going back. He's done it again. Vlad Guerrero Jr. has the Blue Jays in front in the first inning. His 17th career home run at Yankee Stadium.
And like I said, they were up 6-1. The Yankees struck back immediately in the bottom half of that inning when they fell behind 6-1, rolled off eight straight. They won the game. Once again, a really impressive defensive play. We talked about it yesterday with Freeman making the scoop for the Dodgers. A great diving play in the infield with a connecting throw to get the final out of the game. And that series continues. I know we all want the Yankees to lose. There is one good part about that, them winning last night. This will be the last time you see this year. All four of these series are going today, and every single one of them is a potential elimination game.
Great on a Wednesday.
Yes.
We don't have Wednesday night football. This is a great opportunity. Yes.
Yeah. So it's 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock rock. But you're going to get, I sorry, Alec, that might
Who
not
knows
have been,
that song?
I don't know if that's what Alec was thinking.
Hey, old people.
But he looked at me, and in my mind, I interpreted his look as 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. So you get four games. They could all be elimination games. It's a great day for baseball.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You're right. I don't know if the weather is as beautiful everywhere else as it is here right now. But you're right. It is a great day for baseball.
Kevin, every single one of the games is going to be in the 60s when it starts.
Perfect. Perfect baseball weather. Did you see what Cody Bellinger said?
Oh, no.
About the home run that Aaron Judge hit?
No.
He said he was on deck. And he said, just hit the effing foul pole. just please hit the, and it did. And he was like, that's the greatness of Aaron Judge.
Well, and Aaron Judge just stood there. And afterwards he said he didn't think it was going to be fair.
Yeah.
And then he was pumped. Now,
I want to say this as a not Yankees fan, as a Rangers fan.
Sure.
It is awesome to see great players perform in these big moments. I didn't like that Aaron Judge wasn't good last year during the playoffs or hasn't been good in the past.
Yeah. Because
we know he's a great player. And so when you get to see these kinds of moments and him step into the spotlight and go, I got it, guys. It's really cool to watch greatness do that.
Now, another little interesting tidbit from this game. There was a foul ball, and it went to the front row behind home plate. Did you see who got the foul ball?
Taylor Swift.
Ah, not too far off in terms of celebrity. It was Bad Bunny. But I watched the video back. It looks like Nathan Fielder dropped it because he was in the second row.
Prince Fielder's kid?
No, he's the guy who does like the rehearsal, and he did Nathan for You and everything. So it looks, I'm not positive it is him, but it really looks like him, and he drops the ball and then it rolls to the front row and Bad Bunny got it.
What a cool script.
I know. Yes. I just thought that was a neat little compilation.
I wonder
especially
if they did that in the rehearsal.
You know what? My wife and I just watched the rehearsal. Episode 3 of season 2, it's only 12 episodes, and it's some of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life. Episode 3 of season 2 might be the most bat-ass episode of TV I've ever seen. It's hilarious. Ooh. And weird as hell.
Kevin, I need to go back to our first segment. Alec, I hope you're okay with this. Oh. In the 806, damn it. Today is my humping day, but there's baseball all day. So how is that going to affect hump day?
You either need to hump before 2 p.m. Central.
Which is almost impossible.
Or after.
I'm at work until 2
okay,
p.m.
Okay, for you.
Yeah, so it's impossible unless.
Or no, right. no unless.
Okay.
Or after 11 p.m. Central. And you better hope there's not a rain delay unless you can squeeze it in there. I'd figure it out.
Kevin, I just got a text. I need to leave early today.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to know that. All right. Let's go to
a dentist appointment.
Yeah,
bro.
You because you're gonna make a joke about getting drilled or whatever.
Oh my God! What are you doing, dude?
Let's talk about Cal Raleigh. Let's go from the big hump to the big dump. So Cal Raleigh hit a home run in the playoffs yesterday. I believe that is the 13th day this season that Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh have hit a home run on the same day. But more impressive than that, this game was in Detroit. There are Tigers fans all around this guy. The guy who got the home run ball is wearing a shirt that says dump 61 here. He catches the home run ball or gets the home run ball, takes his shirt off, and he has another shirt on that says dump 62 here.
It's almost like baseball is scripted.
It is amazing.
The Bad Bunny and Cecil Fielder situation.
It's not. He's not related to Cecil Fielder. To be fair, as far as I know, I guess I'm not positive about.
You know that I saw this and I thought it was the coolest thing because he's the only Mariners fan in the whole stadium. Basically, like he was.
There are nothing but Tigers fans.
It was awesome. Like orange and then this one little dot of green, whatever color green they have. But it kind of reminds me, Kevin. I don't know if you remember this. Was it a spring training game? Where Juan Soto, somebody was talking trash to him in the outfield, and he turned around and looked at him, and then he got up to the plate the next inning and hit a home run that hit that guy in the chest, and then he just kind of pointed at him. Like, how do you get it that accurate? They're that good, and that's what the big dumper is. He's that good. Kevin, I'm not a Mariners fan.
Sure.
I am probably rooting for the Mariners. They are a fun team.
And they were able to win that game yesterday.
They were able to do that. This is a group that's kind of got a lot of my interest right now.
I certainly understand that. By the way, Cal Raleigh met up with that fan afterwards and got an autographed bat, or the fan got an autographed bat. We talked about this yesterday.
It's a plumpy dumpy. Yeah, that's true.
We talked about this yesterday. The Dodgers were probably counting on Roky Sasaki as their closer. Well, Dave Roberts was listening, and he was like, I should probably confirm that. And see, he did confirm that for the playoffs, the team's primary option at closer is going to be Roky Sasaki. The Dodgers are one of the four teams that can close out today. The games go in order like this. Mariners-Tigers. The Mariners are up 2-1. Brewers-Cubs. The Brewers are up 2-0. Blue Jays, Yankees, Blue Jays up 2-1. And Phillies, Dodgers, and the Dodgers are up 2-0. Something to watch in that game. Since winning game two of the 2023 NLCS, the Phillies are 2-9 in the postseason. And the series is now shifting to Dodger Stadium. In that run, the Phillies were 1-5 at home. So they have been pathetic in these last 2 years of postseasons. They need to win tonight to keep their season going.
Trade Bryce.
If they want to win a World Series, that does seem to be the formula.
The only way.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, and a Wings player met the Pope next on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.